Unit 2, Activity 1. Listen and read.
What do underwater adventure, detective work, and Mayan history have in common? They're all part of the unusual profession of Guillermo de Anda. He's a college professor and an underwater archaeologist. Guillermo's job is to explore flooded underground areas known as cenotes. It's unusual work for a lot of people, Guillermo says about his job. It's hard, but it's a lot of fun as well. Guillermo dives to learn more about Mayan culture. About 2,000 years ago, the Maya lived in the Yucatan Peninsula of Mexico, the area Guillermo explores. Guillermo dives there now to look for ancient Mayan artifacts underwater. He studies them for clues about how the Maya lived. Guillermo doesn't spend all of his time underwater. Like many people, he does much of his work in an office. He's also a researcher and a teacher. Sometimes, Guillermo takes his archaeology students underwater with him. He wants to train them to explore the cenotes. He thinks underwater archaeology is a good career choice for his students to consider. Very few archaeologists know how to dive in caves. We need more, he says. Guillermo and his team are taking risks each time they enter a cave. They go over 60 meters underground to dark places filled with bats, snakes, and scorpions. Some of the caves they explore are thousands of meters wide. It's not always easy for the team to remember the way out. Even though it can be dangerous, Guillermo has a passion for what he does. We go back into history when we're in the field, he says. I never stop learning.